If you would, please, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. We're going to go to chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. And if you're using the Bibles in front of you, you will find that on page 471. God's Word says this: "A wife of noble character, who can find her? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband is full of confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and makes with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it, and out of her earnings she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hand to the needy. And when it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed, and she is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate." Great words, wonderful words for Mother's Day. Look forward to hearing what God's Word has to say about them.
Children's Church is dismissed at this time. Thank you, choir, for sharing that beautiful anthem with us this morning. That's why we sing. We sing because He is the King of Kings. We sing because He is the Lord of Lords. And He is the one who is in control of all things in every aspect of our lives. And we want to give Him glory and praise His name. This morning, or this past week actually, as I was looking at what particular direction I would take on Mother's Day, I thought of the word moms, and I thought, now how can I go with this? And so I tried to make an acrostic out of moms, and my very first thought was made of mushy stuff. Thought better of that. I'll not tell you why. And then I thought, okay, well, another way we could go is mothers on Monday through Sunday. In other words, there is absolutely no time off for a mother. And then I thought of that old saying that says there is no rest for the wicked. I thought better of that. But I'm obviously not smart enough not to share that. No, I really began to consider, what is it that moms deserve? You know, God has placed upon motherhood a tremendous blessing, a high amount of praise and respect. In fact, there's even a verse of Scripture that compares God to mothers. And it's dealing with His relationship with the nation of Israel, His chosen people. And He says, like a mother who pities her children, so do I pity those who fear me. You see, he's making that connection, because moms just have that unique ability. In the early service this morning, we looked at four areas of being a godly mom. And one of those particular things was the fact that it's mothers who bring comfort and encouragement. And we shared how kids don't seem to run to their dads when they scrape their knees. They just seem to run to mom, because mom has that unique ability to overlook their stupidity. No, it's not stupidity. I'm just teasing. But moms have that ability to bring encouragement. Speaking of, and you're going to love this. I have a son-in-law who lives out in the state of Indiana. He had determined last Sunday that he was going to have a bike race with his sons. And so he gets on this little kid's bike. I won't say it's a tricycle, but it's not a bike for an adult. And so he's racing his one son. And as they are racing, the chain comes off of his bike, and somehow the front wheel locked. And you know what happens when a front wheel locks on a bicycle? You have the tendency to go head first over it, which he did, into the gravel, face first. The pictures are incredible. But who did he run to? His mom. His wife was out here in Pennsylvania, and so he ran to his mom, and she lovingly took care of him for the next 3 days. And then it was time for him to not take any more time off from school and go back to his teaching job, riding a little bicycle, teacher riding a little bicycle, teacher who's telling all of these kids how to become intelligent riding this little tiny bicycle. I'm sure he looked like one of the clowns in the circus, but nonetheless, he goes back and he has to explain his appearance. I would love to have been a fly on that wall. I have no idea why I brought that up. I just thought that you needed to know that. But today, we celebrate motherhood. Ladies, you are incredible. You are the ones that encourage us early on in our lives. You're the one who shares those many, many lullabies that gives us a sense of peace so that we can go to sleep. I'm trying to convince my wife that since I have trouble sleeping, that she should sing to me every night. To no avail. But mothers, you are the ones who just kind of introduce us in a godly example of what it means to be a Christian. And we thank you. From the very depths of our hearts, we thank you for that. And our prayers and our hearts today go out to you. And we want to just give God praise for your life. And we're going to do that right now in just a little brief word of prayer. And then we're going to look at five things that you deserve. So let's have a word of prayer. Our gracious Father, we come before you right now filled with awe at our moms. Lord, so many hats moms have to wear. And yet your Spirit encourages them, gives them amazing wisdom, gives them hope and help and strength. Lord, it is your spirit that kind of speaks to them the great wisdom that they have. And so, Father, today, through you, we want to honor moms. So please, give us your help and your encouragement, your guidance and your strength. And Lord, bless our moms. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Five things I want to share with you this morning that every mom rightly deserves every day. It's a shame that we only celebrate motherhood once a year, for they have to put up with us all the time. And so we should celebrate them every day with these five things. They deserve our obedience. They deserve our respect. They share with us her wisdom, and so we deserve to respect her for that. She shares with us righteousness, and so she deserves our honor for that. And moms care. When no one else does, no one else seems to, moms care. And because of that, they deserve our love. So let's look at these five elements, if you will. Pastor Homer beautifully read that passage of Scripture, and I'm really not taking things from that. A couple of things we'll mention that in regards to that passage, but I want us to look at the overall principles of this particular message. And the very first thing is what mothers deserve is our obedience. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, and in Ephesians 6, 1 as well, we are told, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Solomon in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, tells us to not forsake the law of our mothers. Not forsake the teachings, if you will, of our moms. You know, throughout our life, there should be a reverence and a respect that we pay to our moms. And we should be obedient. And in that realm of obedience, we need to consider that our moms have at the very center of their heart our best interest. And there are absolutely those times when we think, Mom, you are so out of touch with life and reality. You are so out of touch with all that there is that, you know, gets my propeller running. Mom, you're just kind of out of it. And yet, Mom, we need to reflect back upon all of those times when Mom spent sleepless nights because of a fever that we had contracted. Or a sickness of some kind. It was Mom who was there for us. When we went off the front of our bike, it was Mom that helped to ease the pain of those moments. When that first heartache came from a broken relationship, it was Mom that we went to. And so we should remember to always reverence her and respect her and obey and pay attention to what she has to share with us. That's vitally important. In fact, it is so important. God has gifted us with the parents that we have. And in gifting us with those parents, He places upon us a command, not once, not twice, but over and over and over and over, the command to obey your parents, to honor your parents, to love your parents, to care for your parents, especially in their later years. We owe our parents respect and obedience. Do we give our mothers the obedience they deserve? Secondly, our mother deserves respect. In Exodus chapter 20, the 12th verse, in that particular passage, all 10 of the commandments are listed there, not just the 6 that the judges want to have made available to public. I don't know if you've been watching the news this week or not, but that's absolute insanity. I'll not go there. It's another message, another time. But the very first commandment that comes with an attached promise is the one that says, honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, and then, of course, quoting out of Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother. You know, I don't think there's anything more disrespectful than hearing a child, even if they're grown adults, calling their parents by their first names. That's not showing honor. I don't think there's anything more disrespectful than hearing someone say the old man or the old woman. Totally disrespectful. And I don't think that God blesses that, folks. I honestly don't. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long on this earth. That it may go well with you. How many problems do we have in life because we simply do not follow the commands of God? And remember, this is a commandment. This is not one of the 10 suggestions. This is one of the 10 commandments. It's what God expects from you and I. He expects us to honor our parents. And it's important that we do that. Solomon warned in Proverbs 20:20 of the grave consequences for those who would curse their parents. And we need to understand that when we demonstrate disrespect for our parents, we are cursing them. And so it's important that we avoid that. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, respect for one's parents is the highest duty of civil life. You know, we've had quite a few students who have come and lived with us for a year, and foreign exchange students. And by far, the ones who have demonstrated the most respect have been those from Asia. They honored the adults because that's so valuable to them. And you see, we have lost some of that in our society. There's just such a disrespect for adults anymore. Young people believe that the rules aren't for them. They're for everybody else, but they're not for them. That's disrespectful. It's vitally important that we pay the respect that we are to pay to our parents and our grandparents. Because God blesses that kind of behavior. The third thing is we need to give our mom and dad, our moms in particular, the aspect of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1 says, "A foolish son is a grief of his mother." A foolish son is a grief of his mother. You know, I have to admit to you that as a young person, there were things I did that just brought tremendous grief to my parents. There was. And if I could go back and undo those things that I did, believe me, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But we don't have that privilege. I probably would have told my mother a little more often, "Mom, I love you." I would have told my dad a little more often, "Dad, I love you." I would have demonstrated a respect and an honor for their God-given role as parents, even though my parents weren't godly parents when I was growing up. I still owed them respect that, to be honest with you, I didn't pay the way that I should have. And so I pay for it now. You know, it's important that we realize that the greater part of wisdom begins in that connection with God and then flows from God's anointing of parenthood to share with children how to become decent, moral citizens. How important it is for us to share with our parents the wisdom that we've gained from them. To let them know that we appreciate it. Number four. We owe our parents, and our mothers in particular, righteousness. You see, the righteous bring joy and gladness to their parents, according to Proverbs 23, verses 24 and 25. The righteous bring joy and gladness to their parents. More important than any other achievement is that of righteous character. Our society puts all elements of achievement upon education. And how sad that is. When we ought to be placing more value and achievement on acquiring righteousness. And parents, we need to live before our children righteous lives, so that they can have an example of what true godliness is. We ought to be moral, upright people. And according to the Word of God, when we live that kind of a life as young people and as children of our parents, that brings a gladness to their hearts and a joy to their life. Embrace righteousness and bless your parents. True righteousness comes through faithfully following Jesus Christ. And when we faithfully follow Him, we honor our parents. And then finally, we owe our parents care. Parents, especially widowed mothers, deserve our care. According to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 4, 8, and 16, Paul is writing to the young Timothy, and he says, hey, he says, you need to honor those who are widows indeed. Timothy, as a pastor, you need to honor those who are widows indeed. And he also, the scriptures also stress that it becomes the children's responsibility to care for their parents in their old age. And if there are no offspring, then they become a special concern of the church. But the first and primary care is to be the children. And that's a way that we pay respect and we pay honor to our parents. I jokingly tell my family that when I reach that particular age, just stick me in a corner somewhere with a bucket so I can have some place to drool and just leave me alone. I don't really mean that. I'd like them to empty the bucket once in a while. But in reality, all I want to know is that they care. I'm going to tell you something. It's the greatest gift you can give to your parents. Is those three little words, I love you. I love you. There's no greater gift that you can give on this Mother's Day than the simple phrase, I love you. Some of us here no longer have that privilege of being able to say to Mom, Mom, I love you. And we regret it. With every being, every bit of fiber in us, we regret it. Some of us here have our moms yet. Use this day in this moment to say, I love you. Mean it sincerely. You owe your mother that kind of care and that kind of concern. It's not about the gifts that are received on Mother's Day. It's about the greatest gift that you can give. And that's your love. Love your parents. Watch God bless your life. You know, as I think about it, it's probably true. Moms are made of mushy stuff. They love the phrases of love. Let's give that to them. Would you please stand? If you're here today and your mom is here today, I don't want you to leave this church till you've given her a hug, told her you love her. All right? That's your mom. Not someone else's mom, your mom. If your mom's no longer here, then in this prayer, Let's take a moment to thank God for the good things that our moms may have impacted us with. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, what an incredible gift our moms are. Please, Lord, help us to be people of gratitude, not people of greed. Help us to be people of compassion and not people of complaint. Father, help us to be people of love, not people of lust. Father, help us to be people of honor. So that we might honor our parents and thereby honor you and your word. Now, Father, I pray that everyone within these walls today or anyone who hears this CD, whether it would be over the internet or whether it would be however, Lord, may each one be moved to thank their mom. And if their mom has passed, to thank their God for their mom's influence. Now, Lord, let our celebrations today be honorable. Lord, we love you. And we thank you for your love for us. For even though we're unworthy, you are the God who deserves our praise. Now, Lord, guide us as we leave this place, that we might walk out of here with a heart that's resolved to honor you. And we'll give you thanks and praise and glory for all things. For it's in the awesome and the holy name of Jesus we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen.